BBC WM. Now, Nadia Hussein is with us on the show. There's a new book. It's called The Secret Lives of the Amir Sisters. And Nadia is at the Town Hall tonight in conversation with, of course, back in 2015, the Bake Off winner. Since then, publishing cookbooks, children's book, TV presentation. Nadia Hussein, how are you?
Hi. Now that you list all of that, I'm all right, tired.
It's been an incredible couple of years, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, 18 months.
18
My
months.
Goodness, yeah, it's been incredible. I've been really, really busy, but God, I'm having a lot of fun.
Now, if people want to go to the Town Hall tonight, 7:30 it starts, and you can pay on the door.
Yep, you can get tickets at the door.
Yeah. Now, the book here, The Secret Lives of the Amir Sisters, how much of it is sort of autobiographical? How many of the stories are from your family's history, if you like?
I think when you write a novel, it has to be slightly autobiographical. Like, you do take bits of your own life. I certainly did. You know, I have a weird and interesting family as well. And they have, I have a little book that I sit and make little notes in. And every now and again, they'll say something. And my dad will say, get that book off her. She's putting something in. She's gonna put it somewhere. But yeah, I think there are little anecdotes and bits from my own life that I've taken. But, you know, I could be on the train into London and can hear somebody say something and think, oh, that's interesting, and then just make a note of that, and then somehow that manages to make its way into a book or a poem or something.
And the book, there's a lot of humour in the book, and it's ostensibly about four sisters, Fatima, Fati, Farah, Abuble and May.
Yeah.
And they all want to do different things.
They are first generation British girls, and they are born to immigrant parents who are from Bangladesh, but they live in a quaint village, something that I can relate to. You know, I think I think writing the book, that was the most interesting part, was to write about something that I could relate to, and that knowing that somebody will pick up the book and they can relate to that too. And when writing the book, I kind of started off with two characters, two sisters, and then kind of it just became bigger. And I really wanted to add more women. For me, I wanted it to empower females. And that's why I have four very interesting, very different characters. You've got Farah and Bubbly, who are the twins, and they are very different. Farah she's a home bird, but she wants to be a mum. And then you've got her twin, who's the complete opposite, and she defies tradition, and she goes off, and she's an artist, and she lives in London, which is, I've grown up where lots of family women said, you know, being an artist isn't really, it's not a real job. And then you've got the eldest, who is Fatima, and she's got an obsession with cheese.
Nothing wrong with that.
Don't we all? Obsession with cheese, and she can't pass her driving test. And then you've got the one character that I can relate to least is May, who is a blogger, and she loves all things social media, and she loves to juice green things, which I can't relate to at all.
So how easy or not was it to sit down and write this book? Because obviously there's a lot going on in your life at the moment. So did you have to sort of shut yourself away for a few months?
No, there's no such thing as shutting yourself away. Not when you've got a million other things to do. But I've been writing for a very long time, a lot longer than I've been baking or cooking.
Right.
I won a poetry competition when I was 7 years old. And after winning that poetry competition, I just got the bug for writing, and I realised how expressive writing really is. And then I went on to do my A-levels and did an English language A-level, and that's where I learned how to do monologues, short stories. I've always secretly wanted to write a novel, never really said it out loud, and then I got this opportunity to write the novel, and it wasn't a case of hiding away for a few months. I actually went back to my back catalogue of writing from years and years ago, and there were particular characters that I really enjoyed writing that I took and then kind of put the story together like that. And then I just kind of went from two sisters to four sisters. It's funny because I have four sisters, and my sisters read the book and said, this isn't about us, is it? Please tell me it's not about us. I said, no, it's not about you, don't worry about that. But yeah, and it just kind of progressed little by little like that.
So there's going to be more?
Yes, there's going to be two more. And I'm writing the second one right now.
Because you wrote the children's book, but you're still very much into the baking, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That's something that I will do. You know, that's something I love doing. That's not something that's ever going to change. But the fact that I get to write and cook and bake all at the same time is kind of... I have to sometimes pinch myself, and I can't believe that I get to do something that I love so much and say, this is what I do.
And when you were on a show like that, how much pressure Was that? Because it's sad in a way that obviously Paul Hollywood has moved to Channel 4 and it's going to come back in what guise we don't know. But the breakup of the original team is quite sad, I suppose.
Yeah, I think people don't like change. I think humans, as humans, we don't like change. But Bake Off is one of those things. It became a part of our summer. It became a part of our DNA almost. It was just like, what is life without Bake Off? I asked myself that question. It's like, what is life without Bake Off? I remember coming off the show and thinking, what am I going to do with myself now? You know, I 10 weeks of my life I gave and now I don't know where I'm going. But I think as humans, we don't like change. But there's nothing wrong with change. And, you know, I love the Bake Off and I've watched it from the very beginning. And I will, and it will change. We know it'll change when it moves over to Channel 4, but it'll still be Bake Off and I'll still be watching it.
And it's changed your life.
And it absolutely has. Yeah, it's opened up many, many doors that I never imagined would ever be open. So yeah, it has changed my life.
So just explain what you're going to be doing tonight at the Town Hall.
I'm going to be at the Town Hall at 7:30 tonight, and it's a Q&A, and I'm going to be sat talking, which I can do a lot of apparently, so that's what I'm going to do. People are going to ask me questions and I'm going to talk.
And when you look forward, let's say, I don't know, 5 years, what does Nadia Hussein want to be doing in 5 years' time? Continue writing, obviously, continue baking. What other areas do you want to move into?
I'd love to say that I have a plan, but I don't have a plan. I never had a plan from the moment I entered Bake Off. There was no plan. All I wanted to do, now I suffer with panic disorder, and all I wanted to do was to be able to control that better or even conquer it. And I've come out of it with so much more than just knowing how to control my panic a little bit better. I don't really have a plan in 5 years, but as long as I'm continuing to write and cook and bake, I'm pretty content doing what I'm doing right now. So, you know, I won't be dancing or singing anytime soon.
So I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
No.
Strictly.
No.
Not yet.
No. I'm going to stick to doing what I'm good at.
But one of the interesting things you just said there was that you suffered from panic attacks a little bit. Now, obviously, Bake Off has changed you from a point of view. Now you are recognised where you go. You have that sort of celebrity status, but also it's changed you as a person. It's helped you as a person. Then.
It's definitely, I've learned to, since Bake Off, I've been faced with a lot more challenges. So I've been faced with teaching myself how to deal with my panic better. Mm. It's easy when you're a stay-at-home mum. It was easier for me as a stay-at-home mum to not want to face those challenges. But having come off Bake Off, I have no choice but to face these challenges. And that's what I've learned, is that scaring yourself a little bit is actually a good thing, because once you face that fear and you conquer that fear, when you're faced with that again, it probably won't scare you very much. So for me, I kind of welcome being scared a little bit. That doesn't mean I'm going to jump out of a plane or anything anytime soon, but I quite enjoy being scared of doing something and then knowing that I can come out the other side having achieved it.
Nadia Hussein with us. The Secret Lives of the Amir Sisters, the first novel from Nadia Hussein, and there's going to be two more as well on the way tonight, Nadia, at the Town Hall from 7:30. Nadia Hussein, a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.